Blog Talk Radio.
The Tabitha Taylor Show. The Tabitha Taylor Show. The Tabitha Taylor Show.
Praise Party. You are listening to the Tabitha Taylor Show live. Praise Party.
Is for you.
If God can't do it,
nobody can.
God can't do it,
oh, nobody can.
If God can't do it, nobody can. Oh, if God can't do it,
nobody can.
Oh, come on and put your hands together.
Let's
sing the hymn on time.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to welcome you to the Tabitha Taylor Show. I am your host, Tabitha Taylor. Yes, we have a great show set up for you today. I am so excited to be back on Real Talk Radio. Yes, where we bring the people to you. We bring it real live and ready to go. But I am going to keep this praise party. You know it's always a praise party when it comes to Tabitha Taylor. We are making sure that we are uplifting and we are praising God. We have our special guest on the line. We are going to come back to you, and we're going to go to Clarence Atkins and Vision Music Group, I Won't Complain.
For none other than Clarence Atkinson and Vision Music. Y'all come on, put your hands together.
You're listening to the Tabitha Taylor Show. I am so excited today. It's a beautiful day. You know, we've been going through all this snow, rain, but it's a great Saturday because God woke us up this morning. He's closing us in our right mind. We are having the activities of our limbs. So that is something to say. I won't complain. So today on Mega Spotlight, we have a great artist, that up-and-coming artist right in our own area, in the New York area. We have our minister, Keith Carter Jr. Keith Carter Jr. is the lead singer of the group called Unlimited. They was formed in the early 2000s, and they were formerly known as the JU2 Johnson Unlimited Second Generation. Unlimited was inspired to follow the footsteps of several family members in the quartet music genre. Unlimited realized that there is no limit to where God can take them or what he can do for them if they follow his will through their ministry. So let's give a great welcome to Minister Keith Carter Jr. to the Tabitha Taylor Show. Welcome, Minister. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm blessed. This is a long time coming, so we are here today because we want to showcase your group. I think they're a great group. So let's tell the people a little bit more about you because I left a lot out. So let's tell them about who are the several family members that you're related to and how you started, and just give a little more history about your group.
Oh, okay. Well, like you said, we Unlimited. We come from a very great musical family, following in the footsteps of our mothers at first, that being the Johnson Unlimited, a very well-known group in the 90s coming out of Brooklyn. But other than that, the big names that you will recognize the family that we're from is Bishop Darrell McFadden and Keith Wonderbush Johnson. Also, we have Hezzy Pathea Jr., which is the son of the bass player from Keith Wonderbush Johnson. So we come from a very big musical family.
Right, right, right. And you know, I know y'all for many years, and I know about the your mother's group. They used to tear the house down. So I do know you come from a wide range of family. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's find out about All Unlimited, because Unlimited is coming up and they're rising up. So who inspired, we know who inspired you, but other than your family, who inspired you? Because I remember you from a young boy, and you was always in the front praising God. That's one thing I do know about you. You will give God the praise. It doesn't matter. So for our listeners, Keith will give God the praise. So what, from a young kid, I know that your family was in it, but give me some other people other than your family that inspired you.
Other than my family, you know, growing up in quartet and loving quartet music, just the greats, Harvey Watkins Jr., the King of Spirituals, Joe Lagan and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, just things like that, and listening to those guys and seeing how they did it, and then having people in my family that went on and did it, that just made the influence even greater for us to say, you know, we have talent, you know, we realize that God has given us gifts as well, so we might have a chance or have the ability to do it as well. So that influenced us a lot.
So what do you say to the people that, as a young man, because, you know, some people would think quartet is because you're young, so I'm assuming you're in your 20s, 30s, right?
Yeah, I'm 25.
Okay, so you're 25. So as a 25-year-old, singing quartet, majority of people say, well, why quartet? Why you pick quartet? Let's tell the young people the exciting part about quartet, because I think people think quartet is going down, is not going to come around, because I've seen the post that you put up, and you were saying that we need to celebrate each other. So let's talk to the young people about quartet. Let's educate them a little bit about quartet.
Oh, well, my advice, or what I would say to young people, would be this. I do understand that quartet, the way that it's looked at, or the way that it's seen, is that it's this old man's genre. It's this old man's type of gospel. It's traditional. But today, in today's age, quartet is way more advanced than the things that, you know, our grandmothers and our grandfathers used to listen to. There's nothing wrong with that, because that's where we get our foundation. But as far as the music is way more advanced. It's way more enhanced now than it was years ago. And a lot of it is not even classified as traditional quartet. It's just it's really music that you can listen to. It's so much great talent in the tri-state area and beyond that it's just great music. Like, we just classify it as quartet because it has a traditional a traditional sound to it or
sound.
A foundation to it.
Right. Right, right, right. So as for your music, where are you trying to take it? Where are you trying to go with your music? Because I believe that gospel music, I look at, even though I love quartet, but I look at gospel music. Where do you want your, where is one of the places that, other than New York, where would you want to go take your music? Where is it that you, other than, I know everybody want to go to the South, but give me somewhere else other than South that you have a dream to take an unlimited to.
Definitely the West Coast, California, the Midwest, being Indianapolis, you know, that those areas, Wisconsin, basically to all the places that's not really touched by quartet gospel, that we're so accustomed to. Nothing wrong with the South because I love the South. We've been there before. But we also need to branch out from the things that we have already been accustomed to for so long and really get to the core of reaching people as a whole. So.
Right, right, right. So as for we're going to go to a song because I'm gonna ask you some more about the songs. So we are going to go and we're going to play one of your songs because, you know, I have to really think about this interview because I love all your songs. I think that Unlimited, y'all are doing a great job. So we are going to go and we are going to play one of your songs, and then we're going to come back and talk about it. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, we're gonna see. We're going to pick your brain. I'm sorry. We're going to pick your brain just to see. What was you thinking about when you was I'm sorry, I'm just trying to pull this off. So we have a song calling Wait on Jesus. So the Tabitha Taylor listens, this is Unlimited, and we are going to play Wait on Jesus, and we're gonna come back and talk to Minister Keith Carter.
Lord, I'm calling on your name because I need your help.
yes, yes. If you're just tuning in, we are on a great interview with Minister Keith Carter from Unlimited. And Minister, tell me who wrote the song and what inspired you to write that song.
Well, Wait on Jesus is a song that came from Hezzy Pathea Jr. He's the youngest guy in our group. He's also our bass player. He came with that song at the ending stages of our putting the album together. And the process
right.
of putting that song together was so amazing. Hezzy came into the studio. He was like, listen, I got an idea. I'm gonna lay this many guitars, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And at first, me and my cousin was looking at Hezzy like, this sounds kind of crazy. But I'm glad that we listened to him because that song is amazing. Once it came together, we were so happy
that
with the product.
Yes, that song is on fire. So let's introduce your group, because I should have done that in the beginning. Let's introduce the fellas in your group in Unlimited.
Okay, the fellas in my group.
Let's say who's in the group.
Mm-hmm. The fellas in my group are Gerard Irvin Romaine, Hezekiah Pathea Jr., that's his whole name, Joseph Spivey, Theodore Corey G., and myself, Keith Anthony Carter Jr.
And how many people is related?
Me and Gerard are first cousins. Hezzy is our cousin, but he's also our godbrother. And Teddy, we call him Teddy. His name is Corey, though. He's a childhood friend of mine, and Joseph is a childhood friend of all of us. So we're all family.
So y'all all a tight knit family.
Yes, we all grew up together. Yes.
So as a collective, what can you give young people other than what we told earlier that would like to start their own group and like to, you know, even if it's quartet or just their own soloist, tell them how they can give them some advice how to inspire men artists. What do they, should they look out for, and what is it that they should put first and all that stuff?
Okay, well, my advice to any aspiring artist coming up is to, one, first seek God. And the reason I say that, I know it sounds really cliche, but before Unlimited got together, years before Unlimited got together, I was just a young boy sitting in my room praying every day, Lord, I just want to sing. Lord, I just want to do this. Just give me an opportunity. And I had to learn how to pray and wait on God to give me the opportunity. And like I said, Unlimited didn't just come up overnight. It's been a process over a few years. But also I had to learn and do other things, go sing with other people to learn even more. So my advice to young people would be just pray, hold on, don't give up. And if you feel that you have the talent and the gift of God to really want to do music, just keep going. Keep pushing. Never stop dreaming and aspiring to do it. God will make a way for you. He will make room for your gift.
Amen. And what do you want listeners to take serious from the experience when they listen to your album? Because you have an album out, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what's the title of your album?
The title of the album is The Presentation, Unlimited, The Presentation.
And what do you want people to take from that album when they listen to it and buy it?
What we want everybody to take from the album is, one, to have faith, to keep believing, to learn how to praise God in all situations. Don't just praise Him when things are good. Praise Him all day long when things are bad. When things are good, He's worthy of praise all day long. And again, just to have faith, believe, and if you have a dream, you can go for it, and it can happen.
Right. So how can people contact you for y'all for booking, CDs, DVDs, any social media or any websites? How can they get in contact with you? Because that's basically what it's about. It's about, you know, letting everybody know about y'all here, and y'all here to stay. So we need everybody to come out. Don't bootleg it. Support them. So how can they get, can they go on iTunes or anything? How can they get your project?
Yes, you can go on iTunes and type in Unlimited, the presentation, and the whole album will pop up. Also, you can go to all social or digital outlets, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you can reach it over the internet, you can get it. Just type in Unlimited, the presentation. You can also reach us at my number is 917-696-3240, and my cousin Gerard is 347-909-4957.
Okay, so y'all heard that. We want to support these young men of God. We do not want to bootleg their stuff. We want to go out and buy it. Minister Carter, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out. We are going to go to the next song from Unlimited. It said thank you. I want to thank you so much for interviewing with the Tabitha Taylor Show.
Oh, we thank you for this opportunity. It's our first opportunity being on the radio, giving an interview. So we thank you so much for the opportunity, and you have our support in every aspect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's give them support, guys. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for being so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. You didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad you did. Oh, thank you for being so good. Always have to say thank you. Thank you for being. I didn't have nobody. I was all by myself. I thank you.
Make ends meet. You
Because I had death in my family, so you know I usually do my praise party 2 hours, but I am asking all of my listeners to just pray for our family because we are going going through a time right now, but God is still on the throne. He is still with us. I am on my way to get ready to go to Jersey to bury my cousin, but God is still, just keep the Taylor family in your prayers, but God is still good. While I have this chance, I love that song. I listen to that song. I'm asking y'all to go out and support these young men of God. We need to support our own. We talk a lot. We do a lot all in this Facebook, social media, which is somewhat tearing our community down. But if we just change our thought process and the way we do things, the way we support one another. A lot of times we do not support those that support us, and that is a problem. because you know what? Somebody took the time out to book you. Somebody took the time out to promote you. So when somebody do that, the right thing to do is bring them and come back with that same favor. But you know what? We still got the praise party going. I remember I started the praise party because I wanted to showcase our up and coming artists. And that's what I'm going to do. I am going to showcase them in my own way. No, I will not be doing too much Facebook Live, but I will be doing, we will be doing YouTube. Why? Because Facebook blocks me a lot. So I got tired of doing it, and then nobody is able to see us. So what we will do is have this episode will be on our webpage. I will put the webpage up. It's going to I will let everybody know what's going on, and we will make sure that we keep you informed. If you would like to interview, just contact me. Please follow us up on Tabitha Taylor Show, because we are ready to do God's work. We are ready to showcase everyone that is an artist. We should get ready to support one another. We have, I am a part of Rising Stars Production. We are putting our show together next year. Just stay tuned, because we are bringing our All Lives Matter. Just not one life, just not black lives, just not white lives, just not, it's all God's children matters. And if we know, if we do that, we will come together as a team. We have to understand this journey is not alone. We have God. And if we don't put God first in everything we do, it will fail. Believe me, it will fail. I'm a testimony to that. Believe me, it will fail if we do not do it right. If we keep knocking each other down, it will fail. But if we want to rise, we got to rise above it, and we have to learn to support one another. We have to learn that this is a young man in his 20s. Him and these young men, I remember them from children, is growing up singing gospel, quartet, whatever it is, long as it's talking about Jesus Christ. Let's support them. Let's go out, get their albums. Let's, when we see them on a concert, let's go out and show our faces and support them. Why? Because they could be doing anything else but rather than singing God's word. So I am going to end this show a little early. I am going to go out with our own Bishop Joe Clark. He just got out of the hospital. Let's keep him up in prayer, because why? He got victory.